gonna write? That's what
I'm trying. Well, I'll tell you, that's really what I'm interested in. See, the
you gonna write a book
on different kinds of the different terms for the different rooms.
Well, she called that
just to catch up. The tape recorder here. We're talking about husband's homestead, right?
Yes, and that was his great grandfather's homestead too, and it has a board.
And that's but that's in Taylor. So.
It's out from Taylor. I can carry it down there. It had a board back right in the pile.
Which is about 2 feet.
Under the window, it was wider than it was on the side, and it's carved with fancy carving. And that man's letting, I want it so bad, I don't know what to do. That man is letting cows run in there and has no more appreciation of the value of that little piece of wood. Now anything at all. And the columns that hold in the porch, and it has a little tiny porch that's upstairs. And a suspended porch, you know, like they used to have a long time ago. And it had a wall between, it had two rooms, or three rooms upstairs, and a wall between each one, and a stairway to go to each room. The rooms did not open into each other, into one another, because there's three of them.
You were telling me, when I switched on the recorder, that the one room was the parlor. Would you say more about that? What did you do with the parlor?
What?
Would you say more about the different rooms?
In that Jones house?
Yes.
Now, what do you want me to say?
Well,
I said it had rooms and had a stairway to each room. And there was a wall between each room that they couldn't go from one room into the other room.
You were starting to talk about the parlor.
The what?
The parlor.
Oh, the parlor was downstairs. And it was it had a long hall across, you know, along, in olden times they had halls, what they called, this used to be what's called a hall. I got a little entrance room out of it. But they had a long hall with the whole length of the house, and the parlor was on one side. That's
the side. Drawing of this.
It was old man Billy house, and then David's house, and then mother lived there. And anyway, it had this parlor there.
This is the front of the house, and the hall goes all the way
through,
right?
It faces south. This is the front. And it had a tiny porch. And up here, suspended, is another little porch that you could walk out on. It had braces under it that way. And there's big high columns. Then all of them are down but one. Let's see. Come in this one. No, right. This was a parlor over here. And it had these windows. A fireplace was there. And it had windows there. And under the windows was wider boards than the rest of it. Door here. And they are carved, fancy carving on those over there. And then this hall went across, and another room was here, and the room here. And in this room, let's see, yeah, the window here, and a great big fireplace there. And of course, there were a lot of other rooms back here, but this is recent years, as I know about. This was a kitchen, and later they made part of this hall a dining room right there. And
where was the room where most of the family would spend their
time? Well, upstairs, they went in from this room, it was a stairway, and from in this hall was a stairway. Well, one of those rooms they let the Negroes stay in, you see.